think of where in your life you've started from that absolute perspective of like, well, none of this is real. So like, I just want it to be this way. Where in your life have you done that and it worked? And that's just where you weren't blocked. How can you then recreate that process so that you can replicate it in the areas where you feel stuck?
Welcome to the True Frequency Podcast. I'm Spirit, multidimensional human being and the founder and creator of Born Awake. I created Born Awake so that other beings like me, Born Awake beings, would have a place to go, learn about the Born Awake operating system, and choose to claim their place as Born Awakes too. As we dive into each episode, our host Jesse and I will share tools, resources, and key Born Awake concepts to translate our spiritual mastery into our 3D reality and life. As a Born Awake, you're here to embody your true frequency on this plane of existence. In this podcast, we teach you how. My hope is that as you listen, you will cut through the isolation of the Born Awake experience and ground into knowing that you are not alone. There are others like you. When we claim our place as Born Awakes, we unlock not only new freedom and happiness for ourselves, but a new collective timeline for the Earth as well. I'm so excited to go on this ride with you. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave a review. Thanks so much for listening. All my love, Spirit.
Hey, Spirit. So let's dive into today's topic because it's a really in-depth and awesome one. We're talking about how for Born Awakes, the mission is about an awareness of energetics first. So can I just start off by asking you to just give your definition of what it means to have energetics first?
Yeah. So what this topic was really inspired by for me is just seeing how many Born Awakes were trying to follow this same path that awakening beings were following of like trying to find their 3D purpose and like seeking their 3D purpose, seeking those 3D clues of like how their purpose would look or what their mission was, right? And that through that, the energetics would come into alignment. And because that's really how awakening beings, how things work for them, right? They have that experience and that particular path that they've chosen before they came here. And so for them, it's really just about following the clues in their life to point them in that direction of like what they already picked. Whereas in contrast for Born Awakes, like there is no zoomed out thing. There's no like thing that we chose ahead of time. It's really just purely an energetic ability that we're anchoring into the operating system. And so when Born Awakes go looking to 3D to like get clues for their purpose or their mission, it just is really frustrating, right? Because even if you sort of do find clues or start going down a path, it's like the thing always feels fine, but it never feels like the thing, right? Like with Born Awakes, I feel like there's always this energy of just looking for the thing and like trying to find the thing because that's what they see awakening beings doing and like finding fulfillment in. You know, I think really the reason we're all, I don't know, I don't want to say the reason we're all here, but like an experience that we all really desire as beings that are having a human experience is like we desire that experience of fulfillment, right? Like, and that can look so many different ways and mean so many different things. But when you see awakening beings all around you finding that experience of fulfillment, whatever that means to them, through following 3D signs to that purpose or that mission, of course, as a Born Awake, it's going to be like super tempting to do the same thing, right? And also, this download and this awareness of what it means to be Born Awake, as far as I know, no one else on the planet is talking about this. That's why we're creating this podcast, why the brand exists, all of it. So, you know, it's also just Born Awakes haven't necessarily known about this before. Like they haven't known that Yeah, just that this was a thing or that there could be a different way besides doing that. Because it almost feels like this thing when you're at that point where you're like, I've tried this path and like I went all the way to like this point with it and like I was starting to get success, but then I was fucking bored of it and I hated it and it wasn't making me feel fulfilled. So I gave it up. And then I went to this, right? And once you've done that a few times, you sort of get to a point where you're just like, maybe it's me. Like maybe there's just something wrong with me. Maybe I just am a person who sabotages myself. Maybe I just don't believe that I deserve to be happy. Like you start really doubting yourself because you're not having the experience that you see awakening beings having. And so it's really just if you're born awake, like energetics first to me. I wanted to do this episode because it's really like retelling that whole thing where it's like instead of looking for the thing or trying to find the thing or taking 3D actions to get to the destination, it's like really learning to work with your operating system, to work with the energetics of what's at play, to really start honoring that you might be here to complete karma and hold a frequency more than you're ever going to be here to create something. And so it's really about letting that be okay. And also just knowing that that's a way of operating that exists, right? Because Born Awakes, we don't see people doing that or talking about that being enough to reach that fulfillment. And I guess I would just say, I feel that way. Like I feel like I live in that way now, in the Born Awake way of really focusing on energetics and not even worrying about 3D. And you know, that results in things materializing in 3D. And we can get a little bit more into the why that is and how that operates as well. But that fulfillment is just an inner experience that I'm just in, like regardless. And it's a pretty cool place to be in it. And it's not tied for me. Like, I don't want to say like Born Awake, the brand doesn't make me feel fulfilled, right? Because that's not true. Like of course it's fulfilling, but it's like, there's no sense of like, this is the thing. And if I do this thing, like then X, Y, Z, like it doesn't feel that way for me. It's just like, I want Born Awakes to have this information. It seems pretty fun to do this mission. And like, it's compatible with the rest of the life I want. So you can just see like the difference in like the seriousness of how it's approached. And that's because as Born Awakes, we can choose as opposed to like awakening beings, right? They have their mission that they've pretty much selected before coming here. As Born Awakes, we really didn't do that, or we might have like a bunch, but also we have the capacity to close them out and create new ones and play around there. So yeah, that's kind of energetics first, like the short version.
I love how that's the short version because there's just so much in this, like it's tasty. I kind of get the sense of what you're saying that it's almost as if you were to follow signs and signals from 3D that you'd actually be blocking your true mission. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess I almost want Born Awakes to just like ignore the idea of a mission altogether until you're like more advanced in your understanding of how this works, because it just feels like it's such a like red herring for us. Yeah. Like before I got to a point where I chose like the active missions that I have operating on my timeline and in my field now, I essentially had to reach a place where I just gave up everything, where I just was like, I don't want a mission. Like I'm tired of trying to find one, like fuck this. And so that's really dramatic. I don't know. I mean, I would like to say it doesn't have to be that dramatic for people. I'm sure it's possible to have that internal experience without messing with your 3D life too much, right? Like you can kind of allow yourself to be in that place while you're just still at the same job that you thought was the thing, but now isn't the thing. And you're in the relationship that you thought was the thing, but now you're not sure because X, Y, Z, right? Like you can allow all those things to just kind of sit there and stay in the energetic place of like, maybe I don't have a purpose. maybe I'm just here for no reason, right? And really just let that existential dread like wash over you of like, maybe none of this matters. So yeah, why should it? Like, and really just start living in that place. To me, that's like the first step that that needs to happen. And I guess this episode is like an invitation to, in a way, of like, come sit in the void with me. Like, yeah, I don't know if that really answers your question. You could try asking it again if I just went in a totally different.
No, it's, I think you spoke to the question. Like I just hear there's like, you know, there's kind of just a concept to get here. And if you kind of go with it, then, you know, you can really gain traction in the direction, like in the exact way that's like a match to you if you're a born awake being. So I guess my next question is, how important is the practice of like lightness towards the roles that you might be already playing? Like say you recognize you're born awake today. And then you're like looking around your life and you're like, oh, there's all these roles I play. Would you say that lightness is something that's really important to cultivate as a practice?
Yeah. So like, yes, but I guess I would also say, and I think this is a great question, and it actually feels like it dovetails really well on what we were just talking about, because to me, lightness comes through the ability to be like, yeah, man, none of it matters. And so there's almost like this ego death that has to happen in any area in order to get to that place of lightness. So I almost feel like just saying, oh, practice lightness, practice detachment, like, sure, that's true. And maybe it could help in like small ways of like when someone's showing up for a role to be like, look at like my costume that I'm putting on today, right? And I think also like Born Awakes in general, we're like, we have that part of us, right? But it doesn't, like that's naturally in us because we come from this perspective of understanding that none of this is real. And then we try to create a 3D life. And like that perspective feels initially really incompatible with 3D life. And so I feel like what happens when people try to reach that state of lightness is it triggers whatever the thing is that is between that absolute perspective that nothing is real and their 3D experience of being hooked into the thing, because if they don't, their 3D life will fall apart in whatever way. And so it's like when they try to skip to lightness in the 3D scenario, they're going to activate whatever it is in them, whatever the story is of why it would be dangerous to bring lightness there, why they have to take it seriously, because 3D is serious. And as Born Awakes, that's what we've learned through experience. We've learned that 3D is this serious place where if we take it lightly, which is our default, we don't experience success. We don't experience the results that we want. But that's because our operating system, right? It's like, and we've talked about this a bunch, but it's always, I feel like just bears repeating. So like, if you think about an awakening being that's directionality, their directionality is bottom up. It's like their mastery is reaching the awareness that everything is an illusion. And so the 3D actions that they take support them in accessing that perspective. And so then when Born Awakes look around, they see like awakening beings having success, like operating in that way, like taking the 3D steps, and that leads to the spiritual and, you know, perspective. But if you think about it as a Born Awake, like obviously that's not going to work for you because you already have that end goal. So like, obviously you're here to do something different, which is to bring that perspective that everything is an illusion down. And so, that's where like, yeah, that's how I would focus on like the lightness is like bringing that down and where is it getting stuck? And then in terms of with roles, I mean, I feel like Born Awakes like understand this concept also just really naturally. And I also would say, it's another one that feels kind of confusing at the beginning where I wouldn't even worry so much about your roles besides just kind of having the awareness that you're putting on a costume, right? Like just practicing that perspective and then noticing where that triggers you to feel that you have to buy into it in order to have success. And so with all this stuff that I'm saying also, I just want to do a plug for the portal, which is our online library of activations, meditations, completion processes, all of these things designed for the Born Awake operating system. So like when I'm talking about trying to bring that absolute perspective of none of this is real down and out into your life and what would block you from that, we have all the resources that you would need for that in the portal. And we'll link it in the show notes. That felt like relevant to say. But yeah, it's like the more that we are comfortable in the void, I feel like that's just when the lightness starts to be the default.
Mm. Nice. There's like this restructuring or like a reordering and a need to kind of like understand what the priority really needs to be. And that's going to be almost like a reversal of the way that most people kind of orient themselves towards life, where people usually like set their sights on a goal and like travel towards it. You know, I think maybe what's common to Born Awakes is that they don't necessarily even, they might not be interested in like setting goals, or find that when they kind of like set out to achieve their goals, the energy to do that kind of just disappears or it just doesn't work out. Do you find that that's something that Born Awakes kind of like present with in your experience? Like, can Born Awakes have goals?
I feel like, yeah, absolutely Born Awakes can have goals. So I feel like you asked two questions, both of which are amazing. So the first one is like, can Born Awakes have goals? And absolutely. But the thing is, Born Awakes will not enjoy the process of pursuing a goal until they learn how to do it in an energetics first way. Mm. So that's the first thing to understand is like, for me, I set goals because I want to challenge myself to express my understanding that nothing is real more fully in 3D. Like I want to keep challenging myself, uncovering where I still feel resistance to that, or where I still feel like, no, I have to keep buying into that as real because otherwise X, Y, Z, right? That's why I set goals, because I want to keep seeing that stuff so I can complete it and more deeply express the absolute in 3D, right? So when that's the energetic behind a goal you're setting, I think then as a Born Awake, setting goals, yeah, can be enjoyable. And obviously that's a process. Learning how to hold that perspective as you work towards a goal is like a whole other thing, right? Because that's really when the mastery locks in of what we're talking about, of do the energetic work first and then 3D will mirror that back to you. Like once that shift has taken place in you, it'll instantly materialize in 3D as well. But it's not instant at the beginning. A lot of times there's usually a period of having to wait and being in that space of will it come, won't it come, right? And that doubt that creeps up is like, that's the mastery that's required, right? And so there's that. But the other question that you asked that I thought was so amazing was like, do all Born Awakes have that feeling that like they don't really want to set goals, or that they start a goal and then they like sort of fall off? And I would say that that's not uniformly true at all. I would say that I see that most often in a subset of Born Awakes who are like the Born Awakes that have gotten stuck in like spiritual seeker culture, where like, and so this is, it feels relevant. So my partner and I, we have this cafe where we live in the American Southwest, Southwest US, where we love to go there and have like a really yummy breakfast, and they make me really yummy, like sugar-free, caffeine-free drink that's, and everything's all organic, all local. It's so yummy. So we go there a couple times a week, and where we live, there are a lot of hippies. There's like, you go to the health food store, you see a lot of very old Volkswagen buses, like a lot. There's just a lot of that. So there's a lot of that spiritual seeker culture, right? It's a funny place to live in a lot of ways, but like you'll see old hippies like stealing water from the municipal taps in the middle of town who like moved to this town in the 60s as part of the counterculture. It's a fun place. And then there's this other group that's just like these super old school, like Spanish conquistador descendant, like cowboys. It's wild. So anyway, so we were sitting and having breakfast, and there was this conversation at the table next to us that I just found so funny, because it was these two beings who were probably in their late 20s, early 30s, right? Which is, that's really the first generation that has a significant number of Born Awakes in it. And it was just so funny because they both were clearly born awake, but the only language that they had to talk about things in was the language of awakening. And so it was like you could feel them so desperately trying to articulate what was actually going on, but they couldn't reach each other because it was through this perspective that was opposite that they were trying to make apply to them. And so they were trying so hard to like have a shared experience, and it just kept on being like buffered. So it was really wild to be present for. But so anyway, so that, I don't know why that story was relevant, but it was. Anyway, a lot of what that conversation was about was kind of this energy of like, I'm just going to let it flow. And like, I'm just here to like, you know, experience things one day at a time and like let them, you know, unfold in the way that they're meant to. And, you know, I'm just a pebble in the stream, man, right? Like it was that energy, but you could feel that neither of them actually wanted that. Like they both were actually hungry for a goal. They wanted someone to tell them, no, like move towards the thing. This is the thing. If you do this, right? It's that thing we were talking about at the beginning of like, really the reason that Born Awakes get to that place is because they've tried multiple times to do the thing that they're like, this is going to be my path. And it doesn't lead to the energetic experience that they're desiring. So those are the people though, that I would say get stuck in that place of like, oh, well, we're just all illusion. So I don't need to do anything. Right. And that's fine for some people. That's relevant for awakening beings. Once they reach that point, it is relevant, because the other thing you have to remember about awakening beings is that they already went through the mastery of 3D. They already learned how to be successful in 3D. They did that first. So they don't, that's not relevant for them anymore. They're beyond that. But so for Born Awakes, we start with that spiritual awareness, and then we get to the material success later in our process, you know? And later doesn't have to mean slowly. It doesn't have to mean over years. It just, we have to start working with our operating system in that top-down way.
Hello, Born Awakes. Spirit here. If listening to today's episode has sparked your curiosity in my work and you're ready to dive in, you can head to bornawake.world to sign up for the portal. Membership is only $9.99 a month, and you can cancel any time without penalty. If you're not sure about the portal yet, but you have a question, you can always feel free to submit them on our website, bornawake.world. We review all submissions. Thanks for listening. Without further ado, let's get back to today's episode.
So there's a group of Born Awakes who just haven't given up on trying to find the thing. So those are the beings who, and those beings could be spiritual or not spiritual, because their thing, quote unquote, could be money. It could be the career that they want. It could be their ideal partnership. But whatever it is, they're still in that energy of seeking the thing that's going to bring them the energetic perspective that they want to be in. And so those people just essentially haven't given up yet. Like they're still just playing that game. If that's you and you're listening, you can stop anytime you want. And then there's another group that I would say, and this is the group that I feel like I started in. This is the group who just has had so much 3D trauma that they're purely in survival mode. And so if you're this kind of Born Awake and you're listening to this, you're like, I can't even like think about energetics. Like I'm trying to like not die tonight. Like, and so that could be in terms of money. That could be in terms of like safety in relationships. It could be in so many things. And it, that can be an inner experience based on childhood, even once someone reaches like a place where they've kind of arrived, right? So like, for example, I see that a lot with like very successful clients who like in their career specifically, where their childhood was, they were super poor. And that was like super traumatizing for them, that experience, like them as a being, they came in wanting that opulent experience so much, right? Some beings don't want that, but some really do. And everyone should get to have the experience that they want, right? So they came in with that. And then they're like, well, what the fuck is this? I don't want to share a room with two siblings. Like, fuck you. I don't want to share a bed, right? And so it's that. And so they've made their mission, their 3D mission, to like materialize that 3D success that they want. And so that's that expression of like trying to do it the awakening path, where then they get there and then they're like, what the fuck? Like, why am I not fixed now? But it's also like they still enjoy it, right? Like, and that's because it is an authentic part of them as a being. It's part of their true frequency that they want that experience of materializing, you know, massive wealth and success in these things. But yeah, they, the energetics aren't there behind it. And so they can't actually really relish this experience of like, damn, it started with this absolute perspective that I knew that I should have anything I fucking wanted and I did it, right? Like they can't see that process and then be like, well, if I did it there, I could do it over here, right? And that's actually making me think, for everyone listening, any type of Born Awake, to think of where in your life you've started from that absolute perspective of like, well, none of this is real. So like, I just want it to be this way. Like, where in your life have you done that and it worked? And that's just where you weren't blocked, right? So it's like, how can you then recreate that process? Like, how can you learn the energetics of your own system of how you did that so that you can replicate it in the areas where you feel stuck?
I love this. I feel like it's really starting to kind of like take form. Like, how, what are some examples of what it's been like for you or in people that you know where you've really just seen that moment where it all works and like energetics are actually working with you or like for you as opposed to feeling a block?
Oh my gosh, there's so many and they can be like really big or small. I guess for me, I definitely have, and this is, I can feel as I'm going to say this, that like 10 people or like, I don't know, probably more people, but like I'm seeing like 10 specific beings who like, I'm going to say this and they're going to like exit the episode because I said it. But I need to say it. I have a lot of fairy blood in my bloodline on my mom's side. Like, and I kind of thought that my grandma was exaggerating stuff that she would say about some of her relatives and this one great aunt in particular. And then I was helping her pack up her house, my grandparents, helping them pack up their house several years ago. And we literally found a newspaper article because, so obviously fairy energy, this great aunt lived on like a farm in the middle of nowhere, like didn't want anyone to speak to her ever, but had a mile long flower bed along the side of the highway that she care took. Like that was like her life mission, was just to care for this mile long flower bed. And so it became like a tourist destination in the Catskills. People would, it was like in travel guides and all these things. And this is like, you know, in the 50s or something, but people would like plan their route to be able to drive past this flower bed. And so there was an article in a newspaper where like they came to interview her. Like they found out that it was just like this weird lady that decided to do this. And they were like, what's your deal? And so literally in the photos in the newspaper article, she just has birds like sitting on her. And like in the article, it talks about her like feeding flying squirrels like from her mouth, like a seed, and all of these like crazy fairy things that as a kid, my grandma would always be like, yeah, Aunt Jeanette would just like put her hands in the air and then like, you know, chipmunks would come down the chimney. They could like feel her calling even though she didn't even make a sound. And I was like a kid, like, that sounds magical, but like, yeah, right. So anyway, so I have that bloodline. So like magic and like that like playfulness energy is really important to me. So for me, a lot of times how it shows up, like alignment shows up for me of like really when I'm supporting my operating system and doing what it wants to do. That's, I feel like, the way that we should define alignment at this brand, right? This is the moment, guys. You're here. is like just supporting the operating system and doing what it's sent to. Anyway, so for me, a lot of times there are like these fun little like winks that will come in of just like something materializing in 3D. So like a big one for me, this is like very fairy energy, is bugs. So like bugs will just start acting crazy around me when I'm truly like in that vortex, true frequency energy. And again, it's like, I have a lot of examples like that, like spiders for me, spiders or dead scorpions are like specifically connected to choice points or timeline jump moments for me. And then moths are really connected to like a lot of new beings showing up to receive my work. So that's super random and I feel like not super helpful for people. So I just kind of want to tune in for a minute and see if I can think of some really helpful examples. Okay, this is a great one, and it's the first one that's coming to mind. So my partner and I, when we first got together, we, like a week after we started dating, we went on a road trip, because that's us. And after a couple weeks, we hit a big impasse where it was just like both of all of our old shit that needed to be moved through in order for us to anchor in partnership rose to the surface. And so he like left, like, and we were like in the middle of nowhere, and he just left and with no plans of returning. And so I was just really in this place of like, oh, but like I'm really just sure that like he's the person, so like I don't really know. And then that evening my business partner arrived, because we had work to do, and so she came. It was lucky that someone had a car to come. And we were staying at this like a motor lodge kind of in the middle of the Arizona desert. And so there was like a little gas station. And so we were just walking to the restaurant to eat dinner. And we were talking about what had transpired as we were walking with my now partner. And at the gas station was an RV that said just married on the back. Wow. And had like all of these celebration things. So like that's how mine show up, because they're really just like these fun winks, like I said. Yeah. But that's just because that's the way that's fun for me. Like different people would have different ones. And I guess for me, the other thing is, it's hard for me to think of like big serious ones, because in big serious ones, I would never be looking for a wink or confirmation from 3D that it was happening. Like I would just know that I needed to be in that energy already, and then just actually practice not looking to 3D. So it's what I actually do in those moments. I'm just like, okay, this is the thing. This is what I'm working on in my system. And I'm not even paying attention to what's outside me. And like, what do I need to do to like fully not pay attention? Because I know that what's actually most likely to manifest at that moment is like triggers, things that will pull me out of the new frequency that I'm trying to hold. And so the more that I can keep my attention inwards, the less I'm going to manifest like drama for myself, essentially, along that path. But I don't know, is that like the type of examples you were looking for? Or you could sort of like redirect me if it's not.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't have a specific desired outcome, but it just felt like something that wanted to be talked to. I think it's great. I think it's super relevant what you've kind of pulled into the space here, because you're really kind of talking about the relationship between, you know, you and 3D that really starts to warp and change the more you kind of bring your awareness into that understanding of energetics first. And I think what you're kind of suggesting is that there is the potential for like winks, synchronicities, all kinds of like magic showing up, like the animal kingdom starting to interact with you in a way that feels really, you know, just like special, or like you notice it. You notice that the shift that you are making internally is having an effect, like a ripple effect out into 3D around you. And I like how you kind of draw attention to the fact that that's something to almost like look forward to, but also something to kind of like not get hooked back into as well. It's like, like notice it, but don't let it take you.
I actually don't even look forward to it.
Yeah.
Like it's really just like, if it's there, I'm like, oh, that's fun. But like, that's the full extent. And it's the same for the trigger ones now, where I'm like, yeah, I'm already on that. Like, get out of here. Like, instead of being like, what is this? Why is this happening? It's just like, no. Like, I'm already working on that. I don't need that information. I don't want the slow way of like receiving information for 3D. But I do feel like I want to just walk people through, like, it does just feel important for me to give examples of like actual like manifesting, materializing the desired outcome in a big way, right? Yeah. I just feel like otherwise we're going to lose people and they're going to be like, oh my God, whatever, she's saying this stuff, but like what what experience does she have of actually creating it in 3D, you know? Yeah. So, okay, so I'm just going to think of like some fun ones. Or
trigger warning, Spirit is about to start sharing about her experience with sexual abuse. To skip it, fast forward 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay, so like, I mean, this is the first one. This is the one that really started it for me, which was I was really violently sexually abused as a child, and I spent years doing trauma therapy, doing all these things, and simultaneously doing the spiritual work, but the spiritual work that was designed for awakening beings. So like essentially what would happen is I would feel this, I would have like my trauma that I had to deal with in a very 3D way, like in therapy or whatever. And then I would go and try and deal with like the spiritual perspective of like that absolute perspective of like, if we're all fully creating our reality, then why did I create this? And I felt like I was flipping back and forth between the two. Like I could never, it was like either I could hold that perspective that I had created this, or I could be in like the 3D trauma, but never the twain shall meet. So that was my first real manifestation, I think, was like really when that fully healed, was when I learned how, and I didn't know it at the time, right? But what I was doing was I was working with the Born Awake directionality. So like I got to a point where I could actually pull that absolute perspective down and hold it in the experience as I was like working through whatever the memory was or the emotion, whatever the density was. And I got to a point where both could be true at the same time. And that's really, I reached a state of forgiveness towards that person that I never thought was possible. And I also have no trauma symptoms anymore, like at all. I mean, even, you know, Jesse and I were preparing to start recording these yesterday, and this person somehow, who's blocked on all the phones, everything, the perpetrator of the abuse, found a way to somehow text me. And it was just like a no-brainer. Like I just sent back this long text of like, yeah, if you do that, like eventually I'm going to press legal action. I've been really nice to not do it so far, like best of luck. But there's no trigger around it, right? Like there's no charge. It's just like, that's the thing. So that's one. Another one would be, I mean, yeah, materializing my dream partnership for sure. My partner and I have been together for a bit over a year now. We've been living together for about a year. We do things really fast, apparently. Both Aries moon. I feel like that's and it's just, it's everything. And that for me was actually, though, once I understood my directionality. So I knew that going into it, I knew how I had to work with my operating system. And a lot of what needed to happen for that was healing my physical body to like feel able to be present and connected in that. And then also obviously just in my work, I've materialized a lot of success, you know, 5-figure months, 6-figure years, all the things in a way that like when I was working maybe 8 hours a week. So I've had a lot of big things also. So I'm not just like some crazy lady who just talks to moths and like never does anything.
Not just a crazy lady.
Thank you. I know I am that. I feel so seen.
Yeah, beautiful. So I'm kind of saying like, you know, steps in 3D and physical are definitely not the focus. So let's talk a little bit about what the focus is. Like, is a lot of the focus with adjusting to this understanding of energetics first about looking after your body and being able to sense energy in your body? Like, how important are those things?
I would say that, so when you think of the energetic operating system, right, the born awake operating system, that is pretty, like, that's pretty consistent from one born awake to another, right? Like, it's really just, it's this operating system that we have. And it's just like, we were all just given it. It's very like I'm literally seeing like an assembly line on some sort of other dimension, right? Where it's just like, and you get one and you get one and you get one, right? Whereas the other aspects of every individual being, of like the soul, the human self, all of those things, like what's going to be needed in order to harmonize the rest of our being to that born awake operating system really varies from one being to another. Because it's really about, so like for one being, it might be super relevant to understand their body and track in their body where things are. That's usually super helpful with trauma. You know, if that's really where you're feeling like that absolute perspective of I'm creating this, where that's getting stuck is like, why the fuck would I create that? You know, then that could be really good. But it really, it is trial and error in the way of, you know, the tools that we have in the portal are really about teaching you to hold that absolute perspective. So like every single one is designed in such a way where at the beginning, you're like activated to the frequency of the absolute again. So basically you train the operating system slowly over time to actually like anchor that in 3D. And it's almost like, I almost want to rephrase that because it's like the operating system already knows, but every time you do it, you give the operating system another opportunity to like harmonize the other aspects of your being to that absolute frequency. And so, you know, I was very intentional in the portal about that, that no matter what you're working on, you're getting that activation and that system like reboot in a way. So that's what I would say is the most important. And then just tracking your own patterns, whether that is through how you feel in your body, whether you notice that maybe like you always buy clothes that you don't need when a certain thing comes up. And so then looking at, okay, where is that living in my operating system, that impulse to do that? That's just a really stupid example, but it can be anything. Does that answer it?
I think that's a good example though. Like it just kind of grounds the concept really well because, you know, that's just something really tangible that people can kind of like get. Because I feel like, you know, when it comes to like understand my experience anyway, of kind of like speaking about the importance of energetics with people who are born awake is that they're actually just like, yeah, but like I need tangible results. Like, tell me the practical steps, tangible, practical steps. Like, I see that there's like a, well, I mean, these are the born awakes I know, like they need to know the steps. It's like, yeah. No wishy-washy. Like, tell me what to do. So having said that, do you feel like there's anything missing from this transmission that you feel is really like integral to this understanding?
Yeah. And that's so beautiful that you pointed that out also, because it's like, I mean, that's why we created the portal, right? Is that's what you can do. So I want to address the person who's in that energy right now of like, you didn't give me enough of a solve, because that's just where you're going to train your operating system to do this. But okay, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else like specifically to speak to that. And so if someone's in that energy, I would suggest listening to the episode we did or watching the episode we did on directionality, because that walks you through some more tangible tools. Because really what we're talking about here is we're talking about top-down energetics and tracking where things get stuck when you move energy from the top down. And then I'm just going to feel into if I feel like there's anything missing from the transmission. No, feels complete. Thanks, Jess.
Till next time.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of True Frequency Podcast. If you're ready to step into your mastery and stop creating shit you hate, go to bornawake.world and have a look at the portal. The portal is our library of activations, teachings, and Q&A designed specifically for the Born Awake operating system. Membership is $9.99 a month, and you can cancel any time without penalty. If you're not ready for the portal yet, but you have a question, you can always submit them on bornawake.world. We love answering your questions, so don't be shy. If you enjoyed this episode, we hope that you'll share it with friends and other Born Awakes, and consider leaving a review. Thank you. Until next time.